Welcome back, everybody, to the Unfair Advantage Show. Jim Harris, Mike Side, your guide, your Sherpa, as we explore the power of Holy Spirit for you and your business. Today, I have a very, very special friend and special guest that we're going to focus on the power of positioning, what that means for you, what that means for your business, and what that means for the kingdom. How you position yourself in business and life is critical to successfully fulfilling your calling, and particularly your kingdom assignment. For decades, my dear friend Ron Henry has successfully positioned over 2,000 leaders in all industries you can imagine across the United States and other countries, in leadership roles, in organizational consulting, both nationally, regionally, globally. And particularly, he's also positioned men and women across faith-based organizations. After earning his MBA from Wharton Business School, and friends, when Ron went to Wharton, it was considered the top, the number one, the premier business school. After receiving his MBA there, Ron had a fast track, like I did in corporate America. He began in New York, working in the recording industry, the music industry, then shifted to Southern California, where he had an award-winning year-after-year executive recruiting and placement business, and then it shifted into more marketplace ministries. And in fact, today, Ron is executive director of expansion for Marketplace Chaplains, the world's premier employee care and chaplaincy service. So Ron today, once again, is going to share what he's learned over his decades of experience in business and helping men and women position themselves and what we can learn and take away from that. Ron Henry, welcome to the Unfair Advantage Show.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jim, to join and share. And it's kind of interesting. We're talking, you know, the subject matter is positioning. As Donald Miller, the author, talks about, what is your narrative? And I just recently actually was able to crystallize that as I really looked at my whole journey through God's eyes. And my narrative is positioning for success. And the element that I really have uncovered through the years for myself, and I see that with others, because having worked with thousands of leaders and other people over the years, one of the things that's so interesting is start to really take the time to look at it through God's eyes and really take the leadings of the Holy Spirit to discern. And with that, patterns evolve. In other words, God, you know, to me, the element of the positioning is two aspects. One is significant in terms of we're only seeking one thing in life, as it says in God's word. We seek Him, and through Him, all things will be provided. But there's an element of that positioning in our lives that's important because we don't necessarily know who we are in terms of how God created us. And because the world, the broken world, continually asks us to seek things, you know, seek a job, seek a career. That's, what are you seeking? Something that already exists. God's already created it. He already knows my next assignment. You know, the next role out there, he already knows it. It's already been preordained. So the point is, am I positioned, one, to receive it? And then also in that position, receive it, meaning, am I listening in the appropriate manner?
All right. This is fascinating. Let's step back a minute, because what you're getting to already, and it's beautiful, the meat of how we learned how to position ourselves and where our positioning is. But let's roll back the clock a little bit. You began in corporate America, went out on your own for many years, and led an incredibly successful, award-winning executive recruiting and placement firm, and then shifted your positioning out of corporate big business, placing CEOs, CFOs all over the world, into more of a marketplace shift. And now you're positioning even greater for expansion of a marketplace-based ministry. How did positioning come to you? How did you learn your positioning?
Well, first I want to clarify, my positioning has never changed.
Oh, that's fascinating.
My positioning of how God created me has never changed over all the years. I have worked out my distinctives, how I was created in many different vocations and many different industries. But the manner which I was created and positioned by God is it plays out. It could be any industry, any title. So I may have switched industries, but the role I had in each of these industries functionally was the same. It never changed. I was always one who was the behind the scene positioning people to maximize their effectiveness in the way in which God created them. It was 11 years in the music industry. I helped many contemporary artists, you know, big names you might know of. The 30 years in executive search, you know, indirectly helping over 2,500 people get new positions, but talking to thousands of candidates. But most people don't know who they are. That's the key of positioning is, give me a really simple one, especially if you know anything about sports. And for you and myself, Jim, and you think, you know, I really feel I want to play basketball. I really feel called to do it. And we run out on the court and we stand in the center position. How many times do you think we get the ball passed to us? You know, I mean, we're under 6 feet. We have a one inch vertical leap. We're not. That's the wrong position on the court. But we're so brainwashed in the way we're upbrought in our culture and the world, they make us think we have to find it. You know, we're made to think that we have to have a definitive career. I mean, 12 years ago, the data showed that 80% of people who get a college degree, by the time they're age 30, are, you know, in a vocation and in a role, has nothing to do with their undergraduate education.
I've seen that a lot.
Because people need to sort of deprogram themselves from the brainwashing of their environment. Heck, I grew up in a nice little settled home in Connecticut, you know, great, you know, loving parents. And, you know, I drank the Kool-Aid, get good grades, go to college, get a college degree, get a good job, find a nice woman, get married, have children, and life is perfect. It didn't work out that way. I mean, at age 32, I was in a half-furnished apartment in New York City. I couldn't even go out to dinner because I didn't have money on my credit card to pay my credit card. And I was literally wiped out, rocked out.
Wow.
But this little voice, because I wasn't saved at the time, said, hey, I love you. So I started the journey saying, wait a second, it's not about me. It's about this Lord and Savior, this person called Jesus. And that started. So positioning really doesn't change. The role I have, so part of it is we don't take the time. Everything else, if I would show you my iPhone, you could very articulate very how it should position it in the marketplace. You know, we talk basic marketing, retail, shelf space. Everything's about positioning. But if you really stop and think, have you ever read anything or taken any course about who you are? I mean, God made us perfectly in his image, but everyone distinctly different. And we don't even know how to communicate that.
Wow.
So if one pauses and looks back at their background, they'll see patterns. Mm-hmm. They'll see, and the patterns, interesting enough, the similar pattern points is what were you functionally doing in a particular company? I mean, I've always been one who takes a new concept, gets it up and going, or take the new recording artist and gets them up and going. Takes a new executive, gets them up and going. So that's all I've done. That's my design. Once it's up and going, I'm bored. I'm out of there.
Me too.
Because when you're in alignment and aligned with God, with the way in which he made you, you have a passion about you because you are basically at the element we call fully surrendered. You're in alignment with Holy Spirit directing your steps.
How did you get there? How did you come to understand your positioning, and particularly as a professional? When did that start happening in your career? When did you know? How did you know?
I really think the seed of that, because I didn't get saved till age 40. And so I was able to leapfrog a lot of the religiosity and which I might call pharisaical teachings out there.
Yeah.
And when I got saved, the first person I got introduced to was this person called Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus. And all I want to know is know the person of Jesus. Knowing about Jesus is good, but I always taught in relationship building, I was always taught get to know the person. You know, we can read biographies, know about people, but heck, I never met Abraham Lincoln, but good biography on him. So the idea is this with Jesus, the cool thing about Jesus is He's real today. He's alive today. If I want to find out his upbringing, I can read some of the epistles. But the point being is, Paul never talked about the past. He always talked the present day Jesus. Mm. And that's where I started. So in that mindset, I just kept drilling and going, he has a purpose for my life. He's there.
So you kept drilling. You didn't give up. You started to see Jesus as a person because your positioning, if I'm understanding you correctly, Ron,
that's right.
Your positioning was in him, not so much in the marketplace. You positioned yourself how Jesus created you, and wherever you went, that positioning in Jesus was your position.
Yes, I mean, exactly. But the idea is that, though I believe that, you know, God, knowing each of us, assigns us a lane in life.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us has an area where we're a lane in life, and that's part of our further refinement of our positioning. My lane is the business lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you know, I always say, what you want to know what lane you're in, because if I go to the bowling alleys, they don't assign me three lanes, they give me one. And if I want to get a good score, I just throw that ball down my lane. But I could throw it to the lane to my right, which is government, or I could throw the one to my left, is higher education.
Yeah, whatever.
But I guess what? In the lane in which God has invited me to participate with him,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get a good score. So it really simplifies things when you just understand the sovereignty of who God really is and how present he is in your life. Every second of the way. You know, I always say it's interesting. You know, you learn from the past, you prepare for tomorrow, but you only live right now. That's the only thing you know right now. So,
true.
And the comforting thing is we have a friend in Jesus, and he gave us the Holy Spirit to, you know, to give the background. I remember that I have to just divert one second. As a business owner, I know that he and his wife were told, they were doing some work in the Philippines, and he and his wife were told that, God said, I want you to start businesses in China. And he goes, I don't speak Chinese. I know nothing about it. I want you to do business. And so he went to China and started some businesses. But he understood right away that the businesses were God's business, and all he was doing is a steward. I mean, he did some amazing things, taking people off the street, training, and so forth. But he tells a story about, it was Monday, and all of a sudden his accountant came up to him and said, hey, Bill, we don't have any time. We don't have any money for payroll on Friday. And Bill goes, okay. So he said, God, you got a problem. There's no cash to pay. You got payroll on Friday. What are you going to do? The simplicity of that story is how we live our life if we understand who we are in Christ. But this thing of positioning, I guess it depends what version of the Bible I would do it in. But how often the term position or positioning is referenced in Scripture?
That'd be a worthy study. It comes back once again, and I believe this is a profound point you're making today. Don't necessarily focus first on what your company's marketing position is in your sphere of influence. The most important positioning is understanding who you are in Christ, how he created and developed you with the natural and supernatural gifts, talents, and you can take that anywhere you go. Mm-hmm. So positioning really begins on your relationship and your understanding of yourself through Jesus' eyes.
I mean, it starts there. I mean, but also as you journey in life, another interesting sort of revelation, when you're in alignment, I always like, because positioning with Jesus means I'm in alignment. So if he invites us to participate in a certain company or certain role or whatever, remembering he invited us, all right? Yes, we could say yes or no, but, you know, normally he would still win out even if we said no. You can ask Jonah that one. But the idea is that we're invited. So whatever it is, that's where we're exactly where we're supposed to be. If he invited me to be in Pensacola where you live, Jim, guess what? We'd be neighbors. But the idea is that understanding the sovereignty, who is there? I heard something the other day I thought was very, you know, provocative.
Yeah.
And this has to do with our position and what God has given us in terms of experiences, relationships, and everything. And it came to me that everything that God gives us is for us to give to somebody else.
Okay. Yeah.
In other words, if we are totally surrendered, there's nothing. So my baseball card collection, I should probably give it away to somebody else. It's in my past. But the idea is that there's not a wasted element of any experience we have. Anytime you feel you may have failed, God never, it's just like Jesus. Jesus never went up and said, you're a prostitute, you're, you know, yada, yada, yada. He loved on that person as to who they were, as God's child. So every one of the experiences we have is a gift to which we can then use to gift other people. Because what is character is usually using your experiences, or what is wisdom? Really experiences. You're using your experiences, and you're doing it because it's a gift from God in order to serve others so that God gets the glory.
As we learn what our position is, as Jesus sees us through his eyes, not ours, through his eyes, then this wisdom, this experience he's giving us is what then we can sow into others within our own positioning. So we really are carrying the fruit of our position and sowing it into other people as the Lord gives us to us. So wherever we are, if I'm hearing you right, brother, wherever we are, we have a chance to sow in so many different ways.
Well, and as you have so stated in your book, Unfair Advantage, as we start looking, intentionally looking at viewing things from God's perspective, he removes a lot of the, you know, the filters, the worldly filters that have skewed our whole understanding of what life is all about and who we are. So if you think about it, you know, a lot of the filters force us not to let go. You know, that's a lot of it comes into our culture, our identity. Now, what's our identity? We like to say our identity is in Christ. Well, what does that really mean? You know, well, my identity, well, I live in Franklin, Tennessee. I have a nice home and I got a, you know, beautiful wife and Or I'm an executive director, you know. No, that's a, we only need one identity. That's called Jesus.
I want to come back and revisit, because we were chatting off camera just before we started, that over my shoulder is this wall ornament, throne room to boardroom. And when we recognize as believers in business that our identity in Christ already permits us to, we're seated with Christ already in heavenly places. We spiritually are citizens of the third heaven. We're sitting at the throne room spiritually. And when we come to Jesus in the throne room, and we understand who we are and what he has for us, the answers he's already prepared for us, we can then bring them back into our earthly boardroom through our positioning with Jesus, and it has his supernatural favor upon it. So really what you're describing is exactly in a fresh and, I think, profound way of, instead of focusing on positioning a business through marketing strategies and Google ads and all that, the most important thing is that if we're well positioned with Jesus and we have consecrated our company to him, like we learned at JC CEOs. I encourage you, if you haven't joined the JC CEO Bible Institute, do that. TheJCCEOs.com. Sign up for the Bible Institute and learn what it means to consecrate your company. Once we learn that positioning, Ron, this is encouraging to me to remind me that my positioning is first in Jesus, not what I'm doing in this first heaven marketplace. That's an encouragement to me.
Well, there's two other points I'd like to just share in there, thinking often what you're sharing with me. First of all, when we come from the throne room, we walk into any situation with a very clear anointing.
That's right.
We will see things that in the natural you will not see.
Yep.
So that wisdom and insight obviously influences the boardroom. But one thing I want to, that I just have learned, because I get, there's a lot of people out there, I know that God knows all, he's all-knowing, omnipresent, everything about it. But I often thought, as I look at different men and women over the years and study them, no one went from point one to point 50. In other words, there's a process and a journey one has to go through. And that's hard work, ups and down experiences, losing loved ones, celebrating a lot of things in life. But if you look about it in the marketplace, you know, the place, you know, that lane that you and I, Jim, are based, anyone who's had huge impact, if you literally study their background, they spent years studying in that space, years learning, years of getting experience. You're not a Larry Bird and can shoot 95% for three throws if you didn't shoot 500 three throws after every practice.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't, this happen. So I think a lot of times we think that because we have, well, the Holy Spirit, we can sort of skip a lot of the challenging parts of life, and that's not how God designed it.
That's right. Yeah,
He's perfecting us. You know, we're on that potter's mm-hmm. wheel. He's shaping us. Mm-hmm. And there's some really, we're out of length or whatever, but that's the joy. I mean, that's the joy knowing, because we're taking, this is, I mean, isn't this the playing field of learning lessons right here on
that's
the
right.
earth? So that
that's
we can celebrate an eternity with Jesus? I mean, so a lot of this, a lot of times that we get into, we have to be practical. There has to be a practical component of what we go through, but not, you know, it's so whatever. And I have the athletic injuries to prove that. So,
well, as we kind of shift now, we're starting to wrap up our episode for today. You know, you've done a magnificent job of making us think differently about what positioning really means through Jesus' eyes, who we are in Him. And then in our, as we've chatted about, our access to His throne room so that we can come into our lane in our business and just magnify His glory with His riches. If someone is really struggling in business right now, we know that there are, Ron. If there's people listening to this are struggling, well, who am I in the marketplace in business? You know, what is my position with Jesus? How would you advise and coach them? What should they do to help discover that?
The question about, you know, your positioning with Jesus, I think that's a faith walk that everyone needs to just have, spend time with Him, and understand, read His word, and really impress on that. On a practical basis, though, we need to learn how we are made. We got to realize who, and very much on a practical way, like, for example, am I made do I like building things? Do I like maintaining things? Am I an idea person? What is the one area that sort of stands out functionally?
That's good.
That God had created me distinctly and unique. I like to take a blank sheet of paper and build something and get it up and going.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's up and going, I'm finished. So if you look at track record, I mean, I got short assignments. I mean, I need that person who loves to build things that already started.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are people out there, I mean, God love them, Jim. They could do the same job, the same role for 35 years and be totally fulfilled.
Yeah, I can.
I'd rather have you pull my fingernails off.
Yeah.
So there's some practical elements. How are you made? And the way you find that out, I mean, there's some little tools you can use, but the way you find it out, think in your past. Think of a role you had. In that specific role, write down all the aspects of what the role was. And when you got to where, when you got up in the morning, you couldn't wait to get engaged.
Mm.
It just, you were obsessed wanting in there. You were up before your alarm went off. You were ready. You headed out mm-hmm. to that role. That's when you're aligned with how God made you.
That's
because that passion you cannot create. That passion is the Holy Spirit. Now, conversely, if you're in an assignment, and you don't even bother setting the alarm, wake up late, stroll into the office, guess what? Your assignment's over because you're not in the lane of alignment with Jesus at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in alignment, think about it. When you're passionate about something, golly, how many times have we all said, anybody listen to this, you know, when you get caught in that lane and you're passionate about it, and then later on somebody says, boy, that was good stuff, Jim. You just shared. And you think to yourself, what did I share? I don't know. You remember it. Well, the Holy Spirit gets a hold of us. Mm. We really become that vessel. I think that's the highs of life. We go through that.
That's beautiful. Ron, what you've done introduces us to something we probably don't think enough about or meditate enough on. It's just reinforcing to ourselves our positioning with Jesus, how beautiful, and that we're going to be positioned with Him forever. Why not gain more insight in that now and live it out in greater joy, greater prosperity in business, because that means it helps everybody. So, man, I want to thank you for being a part of this today. You've given us some profound and yet practical ways to relook at this entire concept called positioning. I'm going to turn it back over to you. Have you got one more exhortation or one more tidbit you want to leave our audience before we sign off today? What would that be? One more thing.
Make sure you have margin
Mm.
Make sure you allow time to listen.
That's good.
It's my greatest challenge. Because when that door opens, I just want to run through it. Then I get through it too far and I realize I'm all by myself. I left Jesus behind me. So margin, take the time to listen. You'll have much more peace and you'll have much more fulfillment because of your alignment with how you're positioned at that time.
That's good advice. I needed to hear that myself. Build in that margin, particularly with Jesus. So, Ron, if there's other folks who want to follow up with you on Marketplace Chaplains and the phenomenal work you do in so many countries in bringing that employee care service to employees, how can they get in touch with you? You know, how can they get in touch with Marketplace Chaplains? What are your preferred ways of us reaching back out to you?
You know, Marketplace Chaplains is part of my position to help, you know, of helping, you know, business for success. And it's just an exciting platform that just brings God's love of care to every frontline worker. In other words, think of it this way: through a proactive, relationship, professionally trained chaplain process, every worker is going to have an opportunity to meet Jesus through the actions of a chaplain who's just going to give unconditional, non-judgmental love, just like our Lord and Savior, Jesus.
You can reach Marketplace Chaplains at mchapsusa.com, mchapsusa.com. That's a great place to start. And in fact, go back a few weeks, I had the honor of interviewing a guy you know pretty good, Jason Brown, Ron, CEO of Marketplace Chaplains. You can learn more about what he sees God doing in business. And Ron, if people want to reach out to you, I know your LinkedIn is a good place to get in touch with you. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's Ron Henry Sterling Group, Ron Henry Sterling Group at LinkedIn. So if you want to reach out and just connect with Ron, I encourage you to do that. Brother, it's been a thrill having you on this show. Thank you for this stimulating conversation. It makes you sit back and say, huh, what is my position with Jesus? And I know I want to go back and just reconfirm what he's told me my position is with him. And I appreciate you being here. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, that is definitely the correct, you know.
Well, you have a great day, and I know we'll see you again on the Unfair Advantage Show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Come back next week for another great conversation on what God is doing in business to unleash your unfair advantage to the glory of God. We'll see you next time. Thanks again, Ron.
Thank you, Jim.